and now to Yemen. For the past 3 months, there's been a civil war there, but you might not have heard of it. There's also been little news from the battlefield. That's because the Yemeni government is tightly limiting coverage, and relief agencies are having a hard time getting aid into the country. Kelly McEvers traveled to the border between Saudi Arabia and Yemen, and she sent us this report.
It all seemed simple. Load 3 trucks with humanitarian aid, drive that aid from southern Saudi Arabia to northern Yemen.
Well, there are 200 tents, 300 plastic sheets, and 700 mattresses. These are the mattresses.
That's Sultan Hilji with the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. He says the tents and blankets are bound for more than 3,000 Yemenis who are among those left homeless by fighting between northern rebels and government forces. But when the aid trucks reached the border checkpoint, all movement was halted, and I was told to stop recording. At the checkpoint, Saudi officials said the Yemenis should come get the aid. Yemeni officials said the Saudis should let the UN drive the aid over the border. In the end, the trucks spent an entire day in a no-man's land between the two countries. The delay illustrates not only the complexity of the Yemeni civil war, but also of Yemen's relationships with its neighbors. The rebels in this war are Zaydi, which is a branch of Shiite Islam. Zaydis ruled predominantly Sunni Yemen up until 1962, when they were defeated in a bloody war that drew in Yemen's neighbors. Turki Al-Faisal heads a research center here and was the longtime director of Saudi intelligence. He says Saudi Arabia, along with most other Sunni-dominated Arab countries, comes down on the side of the Yemeni government in this conflict.
We recognize the government of Yemen as the legitimate representative of the Yemeni people and will continue to do so. The Yemenis have complained of outside interference. That should stop.
This outside interference he's referring to are claims by the Yemeni government that the Shiite rebels are supported by Iran, which is largely Shiite. Some Arab media reports say the Saudis are secretly sending money and arms to bolster Yemen's government forces. Iran and Saudi Arabia officially deny these claims, but some Western and Arab analysts are convinced the conflict in Yemen is a proxy war that pits Iran against Saudi Arabia. Faisal says the war is simpler than that.
It's a conflict in Yemen between Yemenis.
Either way, Saudi Arabia is adamant that the war not spill over into its territory. That concern is escalated as the fighting moves closer to the Saudi border. Ahmed Hadi Tafer Subhani works for a Yemeni relief agency. He says some 200 Yemeni families, many of whom are his own relatives, tried to flee to Saudi Arabia but were denied access. Some people who already had Saudi residency papers were allowed in, he says, but many others were not. They were told they needed a special document from the Yemeni government to cross the border. Saudi analyst Anwar Majid Eshki says Saudi Arabia already has too many Yemenis entering the country illegally. More would only make way for criminals, or worse, militants affiliated with Al-Qaeda, which has regrouped in Yemen in recent months.
Every time the smuggler comes to Saudi Arabia, by people and weapons and explosion materials, all of them come from Yemen.
Human rights groups say border guards should distinguish between asylum seekers and smugglers. Back at the border post, the 3 aid trucks idle while UN workers try to negotiate passage. The war is raging just a few miles away. Across the border, along the single road that leads to the worst of the fighting, thousands of Yemenis are stranded. The few Yemenis still allowed to pass through this post tell us they've come to Saudi Arabia to buy basic items like rice, milk, and water. They say they'll return to Yemen and sell the goods at a profit. The next day, approval finally came for the aid trucks to cross into Yemen. 2 days after that, UN officials said the aid was delivered to the people who need it most. For NPR News, I'm Kelly McEvers, Riyadh.